This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions, get on the air right now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent show that we've done. And again, it just comes in your inbox once a week. All you got to do to get signed up is get to Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And we are joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you two doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Great to see you, Malia. How are you, CJ?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Your adapter working good for you?
It is, yes.
Brand
thank
new
you.
Out of the bag.
Yes.
Those
from
are,
China.
Those are
direct
expensive.
From
yes.
China.
Exactly. That's what's about.
That's why we need trade negotiations
yes.
to go well, right?
Exactly.
We need our adapters.
It might go from 50 cents to like 58
I
cents
know.
If those trade wars don't get
freaking
figured out.
Out over here. Of course, they are retirement. CJ and Malia are retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, and they are here to help you and answer your questions. All I got to do is pick a phone, give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. This week, we're going to talk about something that some of us may have been tempted to do, or maybe we know somebody that have done this, which is looking at your retirement plan like an ATM. And we'll learn all about the do's and, more importantly, the do not do's. We will find those out in just a moment. Before we get to that, of course, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, fantastic prize, as always, a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. Before we get to our conversation this week, let's look back on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only give last week's question, but answer as well.
Yes. So again, thank you everyone who listened last week. Our winner hails from Minneapolis. She was listening, so congratulations to Anne. Who answered this question correctly. How many Americans collected Social Security benefits in June of 2018, or as of June of 2018? And the answer was about 62 million people, or about one in every six U.S. residents. So quite a staggering number, but thanks for listening, everybody, and especially calling all the way from Minnesota.
Yes, and thanks for listening on the iHeartRadio app. And of course, we'll do another one this week. Little tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, almost always, I'll say, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program again this week, $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. So, of course, we talk about the importance of planning for retirement on this show. We spend a lot of time getting everything ready for that big day and that big next step of kind of living the life and enjoying life after work. One of the mistakes, though, that people, I guess, I'll let you guys kind of describe this better, but people using their 401k or other plan as an ATM, what's kind of the... Let's talk a little bit about it.
Let's talk about that.
I'm trying not to sound biased. Yes. I'm going to leave this up to you guys to point out the issues here.
Let's talk about that. So It's actually quite common. So 401k plans have loan provisions. Sometimes employers will be contributing to that plan, and people will wake up one day, and this is the power of compounding, is they'll have quite a bit of money in that plan, even though they didn't think they were putting in much. Maybe there's an auto enrollment feature that they put in 3%, their employer matched them, whatever it might be. And there's just kind of this poof of a large chunk of money when they really never did appropriate financial planning in the first place. Okay. And that is the caveat to all of this is appropriate financial planning is like building a house. You have to have a foundation, right? Even those without a basement still have a cement foundation of some sorts. Well, people who end up taking, not all, but many people end up taking loans or withdrawals early from their 401ks, usually, not always, but usually somewhere along the way, didn't build the house with a foundation. And so they end up having to cut corners. But with all that being said, again, can you withdraw money from your 401k before you actually retire? And the answer is generally, yes, you can. Taking money out from the retirement piggy banks can be tempting for things like emergencies, for things like paying off a credit card. We hear this quite often. Well, hey, isn't it better that I use my 401k loan to pay off my credit card? So there can be a lot of different reasons to look at this, and even reasons that Malia and I, when we sit down with people, have to be aware of. However, I want to be clear, we're generally not suggesting that you do this unless it's one of your only options. So you usually have the right to withdraw some or all contributions from the earnings of your pre-tax 401k, and every withdrawal will be subject to income taxes. Let me repeat that. If it's a pre-tax 401k plan, whether you're under 59 and a half, under 55, or over 59 and a half, every withdrawal will be subject to income taxes. And basically what it boils down to, whether you have penalties or not, is relative to your age. So for anybody who's listened to this show long enough, they know that typically the earliest you can draw money out of your retirement accounts is, and I hope everybody's saying 59 and a half, right?
Yes.
59 and a half is the earliest you can withdraw, unless you're inside of a 401k plan, at which point actually 55 is the magical age for withdrawals without penalties. Now, what is that penalty? Well, that penalty is an extra 10% tax.
Ooh.
If you withdraw before those key ages. So obviously you want to try to avoid that. But what people miss is they go, oh, I get it. Once I'm over 59 and a half or over 55, no cost whatsoever for pulling money out of my retirement account. We go, no. Always taxes on that pre-tax piece. You're just avoiding the extra 10% penalty.
Uncle Sam always wants his cut for sure. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they are here to help. They are here to answer those questions. Our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending some time with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, like we do each and every Thursday morning at 8. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, Kloss Financial, they've got a fantastic website. You can learn plenty about them. You can also sign up for the Market Pulse newsletter at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about early withdrawals and from a 401k and some of the pitfalls that may exist out there when doing it. And we were talking in that last segment about that 10% early distribution penalty. And of course, we talk about 401ks. Anyone listening to the show knows that that's pre-tax, and you're not taxed until you withdraw. So let's talk about some of those circumstances where you can make a penalty-free but taxable withdrawal from your 401k before reaching that 59 and a half.
Yeah, so that's a really good point that we wanted to speak about this morning. And we also want to point out that, you know, we kind of lecture before we tell you that you can do something. We tell you why we don't want you to do something, and then we're telling you you can do something. So it's an interesting conversation we're having here. What we want to point out to our listeners is that you have options, and we want you to be aware of options. And every 401k plan does operate differently. So don't hold us to the fire this morning if you find out your 401k plan does not allow permit loans, because that's definitely discretionary upon them. But we want to be clear when you can expect to have to pay taxes, which CJ's outlined that for you this morning. All the time, any money coming out pre-tax, you will pay taxes on it eventually. But the penalty, there are some exceptions. So the first exception would be when you're not going to have to pay the extra 10% is, unfortunately, if you pass away, okay? So the account balance would be withdrawn for your beneficiary, and at that point, they still will pay taxes, but there won't be a penalty. If you become disabled, again, the penalty can go away. if you start drawing on Section 72T, which is substantially equal periodic withdrawals, we'll set that up sometimes when there's been an early death in the family of a partner. And that allows for you, as long as you don't go outside the parameters, to actually receive income for a period of time without having to pay the penalty if you're under 59 and a half. If you have a divorce and your partner's retirement plan is being split and you receive that prior to age 59 and a half, again, you're not going to be penalized, but you will be taxed again on the way out with that money. And CJ mentioned 55. If you separate from service at the age of 55 from a company, as long as you leave that money in the 401k, you can actually take money out of that as you may need it between 55 and 59 and a half, and only pay taxes, but you won't be penalized. So important for people to understand that you have some options out there, but you don't have an option with the tax.
Great information, great options, great as always. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss's telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. So one of the things I do hear people talking about is taking a loan or borrowing from their 401k. That is an option, mm-hmm. and there are some different rules there or guidance on that.
Yeah, so we've been kind of throwing around this terminology between distributions versus loans, and so to try to create some clarity. So you can, if your plan allows, make distributions, but if you're under certain ages that Malia was just outlining, you might have an extra 10% tax. Furthermore, when we say you're always going to have tax on distributions, no matter what the age, we are referencing the pre-tax dollars inside of the 401k plan.
Right.
So you can have Roth dollars inside of a 401k plan, and those you would not pay tax on the distribution, but again, a separate issue. So let's talk about, well, what if I don't want to make a distribution, but I haven't met those age requirements yet, and none of those special circumstances that Malia just outlined really apply to me? Well, that's when 401k loans become really interesting. And as a matter of fact, if you were to stack up the types of loans that you can obtain from, you know, home equity loans, mortgage loans, business loans, credit card loans, you know, on and on. If you were to try to stack it up, 401k loans from a pure interest standpoint are actually one of the better types of loans. However, please don't misunderstand us. We don't like loans, period. As a matter of fact, if you've listened to our show long enough, debt equals risk. Debt equals risk. We cannot say that enough times. And so therefore, trying to find like the most loans you can get to maximize your lifestyle, we're missing something, right? And so yes, a 401k loan is a decent option. But again, if you're taking out a loan, something went wrong in the planning process. And so we hope that is only a last resort, not a first resort for people. But there is this option where you can get money out without paying a penalty. Say you're 35, 40 years old. You can get a loan out of your 401k plan without paying a penalty, and then actually you pay back that money to the 401k plan over a defined period of time, but it is now after-tax money that you have to pay back the plan with. So at the end of the day, it is an option. It is another one of those caveats to be aware of, but our really strong suggestion would be, if you are out there thinking you might want to take advantage of a 401k loan, please, please, please talk to somebody like us, a financial planner or your accountant, to get some advice.
You work so hard to build that next nest egg, and then you start kind of raiding into it. It really bites into
that
work.
It does, and furthermore, if you end up losing your job while the loan is still there, then it can get penalized.
Oh.
So there's all kinds of huge warnings to be aware of there. So just be careful if you're going to be looking at a 401k loan.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. For Kloss Financial, again, their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week coming up next here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, joining us in studio this morning. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number coming up in just a couple of moments. We will do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. And John checks in this morning. John, you're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Hi, thank you for everything you do, guys. We really appreciate it out here. My question is, if you reach retirement age, let's say you're going to fully retire 59 and a half or anytime after that, and you quit working, so you have no income coming in, I think my question is, how does that affect how much you pay for taxes when you start taking out your 401k? Is that reduced to the minimal taxable bracket once you retire?
Great question, John. And first off, thank you for your kind words. We appreciate that. We love doing the show and love to hear that people get something out of it. But your question around how is the taxation treated when you're over 59 and a half and there's a distribution occurring based upon your cumulative income picture. And the simplest way I can respond to this is distributions from your 401k plan after 59 and a half will not have the 10% penalty, which we were talking about earlier, but will be deemed as quote unquote ordinary income. And so therefore, if your household income is low, as you were just indicating, John, because that's your only source of income, right? You're not drawing Social Security yet because you're not eligible, right? You're not working, so there's no working income, then it'll be applied as ordinary income. Just like working income is applied as ordinary income, right? So if you have $30,000, $40,000 of distributions from your 401k or IRA, and that's your only income, then my comment would be, you're not going to pay much tax, right? Because there's just not enough income there to go up on the income tax bracket. So hopefully that helps.
That is perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Fantastic question. And don't forget, as always, you can call Kloss Financial. Their telephone number right here in town, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Real quick, before we get to the Kloss Financial Quiz Question of the Week, let's talk just really quick about some of we were talking about that some of the idea of borrowing from your 401k. There's a couple of downsides there, and some of them have to do with taxes that you may not think about in the short term, but long term, you may suddenly discover you might have paid taxes on that money a couple of times.
Yeah. So quickly, you will pay taxes on the same money twice.
Oh.
So it's true. You pay yourself back with some interest, but you're using after tax dollars to make those interest payments. Mm. So again, not a perfect scenario. We're not proposing everyone should run out and take a loan off their 401k, but we want you to understand the implications. You do lose your growth and compounding. So if you are selling off positions within your 401k to take this distribution and now you buy back into the market, there's going to be a different cost as you're buying back in. Shares go up and down, as everyone understands. We did want to point out a couple things. One is that the IRS rules do allow for retirement plan loans as long as the plan allows for loans. And the rules are generally as follows. The maximum loan size is either half of your vested 401k balance or $50,000, whichever is smaller. So people want to know what's the maximum they can borrow sometimes. Again, we're not proposing you should do this, but if you have to, I want you to understand that there are IRS allowable things like this. So That's what we have today.
Good to know there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Everything you want to know about Kloss Financial on the website. You can learn about Kloss 360, Kloss 401k, all their different divisions at the website, KlossFinancial.com. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will give you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If I take a withdrawal from my 401k before I retire, will I have to pay taxes on the distribution? Telephone number to call, 442-5637. That is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. First call with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. And don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office. Set up an appointment, no cost for you. Again, their number, 442-5637. And online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, John.
You too.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Dan Connery is up next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.